This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time to wake on up,
wake up
with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
In game one of the series, goes to the Giants. So Giants have now won three in a row, and they beat a good club. The Chicago Cubs are very much involved in the wild card and the National League Central. So this is an all-around good game.
Dwayne Kuiper on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. 5-2 the final, your San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
Getting the dub. Sydney connects, baby. I told you. I'd take a little bit. We'll catch you on. By the way, speaking of might take a little bit, first home win of the season for Justin Verlander. 4 months in, his first win at Oracle Park.
Stop!
Is August 27th. I'm sorry. You have to laugh at the absurdity of that. Oh, my goodness. But it was a nice win. And, you know, the Cubs are a good team. They won three in a row, finished this season on a positive note. Randy Rodriguez looks like he's going to be out for the rest of the season. Hopefully nothing too serious when it comes to that. We'll touch on that in a minute. Ryan Walker with the save. You got a little Matt Chapman action. You got a little Wilmer Flores action. And I am joined right now, by the way, of not Joe Shasky. It's Sam Lubman, host of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, the best Giants podcast here in the Bay Area. And also host of Orange and Black Weekend Wrap every Saturday, 9 to 12, alongside Dan DeVone, amongst others. Sam Lubman, good morning.
Hello there. Yeah, we're doing that hopefully all season long. But yeah, it's
not
great
over.
To
you
see.
Better. I need to take this thing to the end, baby.
Exactly. There's a whole month in the season. Guys, the Giants, they're only four games under 500. I mean, if they could just, you know, keep doing what they did last night consistently, you know, we might only see this team officially eliminated in the second to last week of the season.
Might have a worse pick next year for the draft. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, because draft picks in baseball are definitely like draft picks in football in the NBA.
Nicholas Kurtz on line one.
There you go. Where was he drafted?
Top five.
Was he a top five?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Giants just played a series against the Brewers this weekend where none of their guys were even top 10 picks, but clearly it is possible. But no, yeah, really cool to see Verlander finally get a win at home last night. Nice to see the Giants kind of get some of those big hits that were eluding them over the last couple weeks here. And I don't think it's, you know, with how rare they've been, you can't just discount the fact that they won a home game. I think that's their third or fourth win at home over their last like 18 games. It has been an absolute grind, not just winning at home, but scoring at home. And the Giants did both of those things last night. They won and they scored at home. So a good way to start a homestand against the Cubs and Orioles. And right now, the Giants, it's what can you do for this next month to just sort of wash as much of the stink of this season off of you as you can? That's basically where we're at with this team.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube. We are streaming there, Twitch, Twitter, all of those. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Again, it's Joe Spadoni alongside Sam Lubin. Sam Lubin crushing it, filling in for Joe Shasky all week long. Shasky will be back next week, deserving a much-needed time off. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We will get to the San Francisco 49ers because cut day was yesterday, Sam, and there's a lot to discuss. Currently, they don't have a punter on their active roster. Thomas Morstead, just see you later.
Released. That's some serious confidence you have in your offense that what? Kyle Shanahan must have. Like, yeah, we know this offense with Brock Purdy is so good that we're not going to need to punt at all this season.
I thought it was going to be Kyle Shanahan was going to be like the you know, player coaches. You know how they have that.
Oh,
in the
he's
NBA.
Gonna go on player coach punt.
He's going to be punter. Coach punter. Yeah, coach how punter, about that? You yeah, you can see Kyle Shanahan.
Do you think
that.
He still talks to the kicker if he's the punter?
Maybe.
Because he's not a guy who likes to talk to the kicker.
Well, hopefully no one goes at the long snapper this year. We can't have that happen. Shout out Debo Samuel and Tabor Pepper, both not on the roster anymore. Some of the just notables, if you're just joining us this morning and you're wondering, hey, what happened with the Niners yesterday? Any names that flashed in the preseason might not be here anymore. Following players have been released, and I'll just go through some of the big ones. Robbie Chosen, no longer there. Russell Gage.
Hey, kind of an interesting one there with Chosen, actually, because, I mean, obviously with how thin the receiving depth is with the Niners, and he is not the Chosen one anymore. But he had a pretty solid preseason, and as a veteran receiver, I thought maybe he could play his way in, but, you know, there you go.
Is what it is. I remember he had, like, maybe a cup of coffee that was, like, a good season or two with the Jets and then was never really
hurt. I
think
I had him in fantasy for, like, a week that year.
He's always that guy that's on the fantasy, the fringe. Like, someone's going to pick him up, and he's on the outside. It's kind of be like what Amari Cooper, I think, is going to be with the Raiders this year. He's always going to be out there. It's like, oh, well, maybe
every
Amari.
Year there's always, like, that receiver or running back who's just, like, sitting there on waivers every week teasing you with, you know what, maybe this is the week I'll pick him up. I think it was Bilal Powell, the running back for the
Bilal
Jets.
Powell. Yeah.
He was that guy for the longest time as I'm searching for running back depth. I'm like, oh, I'm desperate, but not that desperate. That's basically what kind of Robbie Chosen was as a receiver for many years.
I like that word that you use, desperate, because I don't sense any desperation, really, from the fan base this year when it comes to the 49ers. I felt that this time last year, right? There was a sense of desperation coming off a Super Bowl loss, trying to maximize a Super Bowl window, Sammy. And obviously what took place in the offseason, you know, Brandon Ayuk, you know, the Christian McCaffrey injury, the hush, it was all quiet. No one knew what was going on up until week one. And then it was Jordan Mason getting the start, you know, Trent Williams. There was so much angst and just uneasiness around the fan base last year where it felt really tense and tight. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like this team right now or this fan base is tense per se. They're taking a step back and they're saying, let's see what happens. Let's see how this team shapes in the early part of the season and how they, you know, mold as the season goes on, kind of like a Play-Doh piece. As you're molding Play-Doh, you'll have kids one day. And by the way, if you get Play-Doh, It all turns into like a brown color at the end or rainbow. Like the kids, like, you gotta, I'm not OCD. I'm not. But it does bother me when they just like, I get them like the pizza, you know, maker for Christmas time.
Yeah, man, you seem very emotional regarding this.
Because it bothers me that they take like the dough, like that nice tan colored dough Play-Doh, and then they mix it in with the red for like the tomato sauce.
What is going on
and
here?
And then it turns into brown. And it bothers me. And then they just make this, like, Dad, I made you a rainbow, you know, pizza. And I know we're in San Francisco, so that's great. And I say, that's great, honey.
Stupid. Don't say that
And then
again.
I ask, what's it supposed to taste like? And she says, rainbow. It's like, well, I guess that's what it tastes like. So there you go. That was my little tangent right there. I don't know how it relates to the 49ers. What was I talking about? Molding the season as it takes shape? Yeah, so maybe at the end of the season, it's going to be a rainbow, and this team's going to mix in together, and it's all going to work.
into a big brown blob of success.
Well, hopefully.
You know what else is, hey, you know what else is brown? A football. Footballs are brown, so
look
therefore
at that pivot.
It all combines back together. You see, listeners, we had a plan for that one all along. Well, there was a point to that tangent.
It was really
there.
Just me just wanting to complain about Play-Doh in general. And like some parents like don't want it, by the way. Like you'll see that, like, no, we're an anti-Play-Doh family because it gets everywhere, it mixes it up, and we don't want to do that. And that's totally fine. Like slime is another thing. Like kids make slime.
Makes sense.
And that's another, it's messy. No one wants to do that.
I didn't even like that as a kid. As a kid, did not like it. I mean, I was a weird kid.
Well,
maybe,
I wanted to get slimed on Nickelodeon as a kid.
Well,
like,
that's
I always
different.
Thought that was pretty cool, but I don't think they
do that
anymore.
I hear the slime's really cold.
Yeah, well, that's fine. The Nickelodeon studios, I think, are in Florida, Sammy, like where you went to college.
Yeah, I know. No, the OG studios. It's a barren wasteland down there now because childhood is dead. But no, the whole concept of getting slimed on Nickelodeon, I always wanted to do that too. I heard that the slime was cold and I was like, okay. Slime me away.
They still do that for the, I think, the Nickelodeon Player of the Week. Like, so they have that for the NFL. So
well,
like, you get
the,
slimed and you get like the MVP trophy. For
yeah, the little orange blimp.
Correct.
Or whatever.
I think that's really cool. I think that's fun. I think Ian Eagle's son was doing it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I should know his name, Noah Eagle,
because
he's actually a prominent guy now going forward. He's in his own right. Hell, he did the Olympics when Steph Curry hit the golden dagger. It was amazing. Right now, we're talking about 49ers roster moves alongside Play-Doh. Robbie Chosen, released. Russell Gage, released.
He could come back, though,
could
at
come
some
back.
Point.
Some of these guys
like...
can, again, they're released now, and these are players that are released, not waived. There is a difference, and I'll get to it. Some of these guys could return to the practice squad. We'll see. But as of now, I'm just going through the list.
Yeah, so let's all keep right. going. Yeah, and I'll throw a comment when there's there. When
I
there.
Mentioned the punter, Thomas Morstead. We'll get into that. Seems more procedural, if anything. They're gonna have to have a punter week one.
It sounds like that. We got Jennifer Lee Chan joining us at 7:30 this morning. She's locked in all things with this team. If there's any procedural things that we're not clear of, like the whole thing with DeMarcus Robinson's suspension, the paperwork finally got filed yesterday.
Three games, like we all thought.
I didn't realize that paperwork had to be formally, you know, shoved into a box somewhere in order for all that to go down. So now that's officially happening. So we'll have her on at 7:30. She'll be able to answer any of our why did they do this questions.
Curtis Robinson, the linebacker, had a big play, obviously, in preseason game three. If you could have a big play in game three of the preseason against the Chargers, he had it released. Jeff Wilson Jr., running back. Oh, I love this music so much. Thank you. He got him. Released.
That one was a little, I don't want to say surprising, but I don't want to say it was not surprising either.
Lorenzo's healthy. Got Brian Robinson right. Jordan James, you invested a draft pick with him. He'll be back at some point. It's kind
and
of
that's the one.
Yeah.
It's the Brian Robinson one probably put the nail in the coffin of any Jeff Wilson Jr. Being on the roster. I wonder if he's another one, though, where if he can kind of slip through and be on the practice squad just because I do think running back depth is going to be very important for this team this year. Yes, McCaffrey, by all accounts, seems ready to go. Yes, B-Rob, by all accounts, he's ready to go. After that, though, Grendo, James, they're kind of a little glassy
shaky,
in terms of...
for sure. But you're hoping that Robinson's, again, he's been healthy for most of his career. If he needs to be that number one for a while, I feel better about James and or Garendo being a two or three going forward, which would probably be the case. Again, this is all predicated on Christian McCaffrey staying healthy this season.
But
I feel a lot better about those guys because they are younger and you would assume more fresh.
Yeah, and I would just feel a little bit better having a, you know, Jeff Wilson Jr. behind a glass case that I can break in case of an emergency.
All right, so those were release players, some of the notables. I didn't mention all of them because there's going to be some of that go over your head. The Chaz Surratts of the world.
Nick Zakel.
Nick Zakel.
Gone.
I don't see that released right there. Did I miss that?
I don't see him on the final roster, so if he's
not
on the final
roster. I was getting my waved there, so there we go. It's a little different.
He's not on the final roster. That's all
not
I need to know.
Not on the final roster right now. So... these are players that are getting waived. All right, Nick Zakel, as you mentioned. Sebastian Valdez, the defensive lineman who flashed at times in the preseason.
Yeah.
He gone. Junior Burge, out of here. Not really, I didn't really...
the Burgenator.
Yeah, as a return man, didn't really feel it, wasn't feeling it.
Was actually a surprise to me, I have to tell you.
Really? Did you think he was going to get because of all the action he was getting?
He seemed, and I think a lot of the insiders would tell you that he really kind of was... dominating at the punt returning spot for a while. And I think that he had trouble there in that last preseason game, and that kind of killed him, to be honest.
Again, you need all the problems with special teams right now. You cannot go into the season and have a weakness, especially in the return game. You can't fumble in the preseason. You just can't. You got to hang on to the ball. There can't be muffed punts like there has been. And as you're... as you're alluding to, Carter, he had been dominating, but again, it's what have you done for me lately? And these guys are fringe players, and they're going to go with some of the more reliable guys. And we'll see if it's going to be a Ricky Pearsall. We're going to see if it's going to be someone like that, that they have more faith in the hands of said players. I wouldn't mind seeing Ricky doing more punt return stuff. He's a little more shifty, but again, you invested a first round pick. Do you want to be doing that with him? It's always a tricky situation there. A guy that's actually going to be out there, and we'll get to it at some point, Sammy, because not only the 49ers, but every other team had their cut days yesterday as well. There's a guy like Hunter Renfrow out there who's been a return man in the past. He is now on the market. Pro Bowl receiver. You know, Carolina's like, eh, we got a lot of young guys. We don't need you. Players of note will be out there that you can go out and seek potentially. So players that are being waived, Junior Burgeon, I mentioned Sebastian Valdez. Tariq Owens, son of Terrell Owens, did not make it, being waived right now. But again, practice squad candidates for some of these guys.
Frank Gore Jr. also got waived yesterday on, let me look up what team he was on. But yeah, I think then Jerry Rice Jr. also did not make a final roster as well. So the juniors, not Brian Robinson Jr., but the 49ers juniors, unfortunately, not on any final rosters right now.
And then some of the players that were activated from the PUP list, Yetur Gross-Matos back. Hopefully he'll be there for week one. Sounded like he will. That's a nice boost for that defensive line. Need a veteran out there. And then the following players were placed on injured reserve list. Kevin Givens, but he was designated. He had the little star where they have the designated for return action so he could come back. And then Jacob Robinson as well. And he is gone. And then obviously Brandon Ayuk, Malik Mustafa, and then we already knew about the backup Curtis Rourke being placed on the non-football injury list with the torn ACL. So there you go. And then the suspended list, you got Isaac Alarcon and DeMarcus Robinson, 3 games there. I guess the appeal, is he still appealing? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't sound promising.
3 games there. So hopefully you could be 2-1 or hell, 3-0 at the end of that, getting some much needed boost at the wide receiver position. So there you go. That was cut day for the 49ers, but there's a lot of moves still to be made ahead of week one, Sammy.
Yeah. I'm curious. So one of the decisions, obviously it's not like he was in doubt of making the roster, but Juwan Jennings on the roster with no special designations, no PUPs, no IRs, no questionables.
It's gonna
get
done
on the roster. So yeah, is that the takeaway there? It's all right. This thing is just getting done. We're waiting for the breaking news sounder, which I don't want to get off on a tangent right now, but
I like tangents.
Well, I mean, we're just talking about the breaking news sounder, and as we wait for the Juwan Jennings breaking news sounder, we were teased with a bit of a breaking news sounder yesterday at around, what was it, 10:07?
It was like 10 o'clock, yeah.
When the biggest news of the year dropped.
Stop it!
Taylor and Travis tie in the knot!
Oh my God.
Oh,
it's happening!
After
2 years of being together, they're finally doing it. Travis is getting his fourth ring.
Might be the greatest power couple in the history of the world.
Clay and Megan, though,
Mark
coming up.
Antony, Cleopatra have nothing on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It's bigger than if Donald Trump married the Pope. That's how massive this is, ladies and gentlemen. Worlds are colliding. Sports and music, ba-boom, bigger than an atom bomb.
Oh, I guess we
massive.
Fade the music down really quick. I don't know if you can hear that, Spadoni.
What is it?
It's all the people crying about all the 2 or 3 extra times Taylor Swift's going to be shown on TV on Sundays now.
It calculated that. It's like
going from
40 seconds.
It's going to go from 47 total seconds to 56 total seconds, and it's going to cause middle-aged men everywhere to melt down.
I can't wait to bet on it.
It was there you go.
Carter has the right idea. You see, Carter, he gets some lemons. He's like, you know what? I'm going to turn this into lemonade. And that's what he just did right there.
So usually when we have news like this and across the sports realm, because Travis Kelce does play football, he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the greatest tight ends in the history of the sport. Usually when we get news like this, we try to tie it, you know, locally, try to tie it to like sports in general so you can ask a question. Like I was thinking, oh, dynamic duos in sports, right? Who's the greatest duo of all time or power couple? You could do that. And sure, we can weigh in at 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. But I was just thinking about the wedding itself. And I just picture Andy Reid like in like a priest's outfit, not Priest Holmes, shout out Kansas City Chiefs, but like a priest's, like the robe, the wardrobe, whatever they call it. And instead of a Bible, he has a play sheet that's covering his face while he's going through the lists of everything. And then, you know, his brother Jason's got to be the best man, right? Like, they got the podcast together. He's got to be. There's no other brothers, right? It's just him? Or maybe
I believe
one.
So. It's the only one that we know about.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. It's like the Hemsworth brothers. There's like Liam, Chris, and there's like that other guy. But that's obvious. Now, who's number two? You have a number two. Is it Patrick Mahomes? Is it an offensive lineman that we don't know about? Is it
a kicker?
Harrison Butker. Kidding.
Does he even get allowed in?
Well, I mean,
like, I feel like he's like stopped, like, no, Harrison, you can't come in.
Well, that's the thing with this wedding. Like, I'd rather just elope if it's that. Like, you're inviting the entire like football team. That's ridiculous.
You think it's one of the things, like, if you have invitations, you have to give them out to the whole team. You can't just give them out to
a few
people.
Oh, it's like
the
school, like, with yeah. like we're thinking, like, because Benny's birthday is next month, so it's very similar. Yeah, Juwan Spadoni. We were thinking about, because he likes Chuck E. Cheese. Yes, Chuck E. Cheese is still a thing. But you could only limit to like 10 or 12 kids there. I can't invite a whole like 25.
That's why you got to do, like, the back channeling and send the invitations in the mail old-fashioned style.
Well, we're going to have like his own little thing, like with just family. We can do it like a Chuck E. Cheese. Take him to the arcade, have fun, eat some cake, whatever. By the way, never mind. I'm not going to go down that road. But like, you have to invite the whole class for this stuff. And it's important too, because it's kindergarten. You want to build relationships with the other parents, the other kids. It's this whole big thing.
I don't think Taylor and Travis worry about building relationships with anyone there.
No,
on the
I'm
team,
just
though.
Saying yeah. It's a lot already. And I'm talking about birthday invitations, like acting like I'm going to be the one sending out the invitations, by the way. I'm not. That's what the mom does. But 25, you know, like kids in the class at the park, that's a little easier. That's 25. It's just like the offense and backup offense alone. For the Kansas City Chiefs, Sam.
If they do a small wedding, yeah, maybe they do a small one again. Maybe it's the biggest wedding ever. Maybe they try and outdo the royal wedding.
I think they're going to pivot and not panic.
I hope they have it on Memorial Day weekend.
You know what I hope? I hope we get more into this on the other side. Carter's like, you better not. He's freaking out about this. He's scared as all hell.
Bust.
But he's like, you talk about this. We are look.
I wonder what action Carter has on.
You're ratings. A 77-win team. You're boring. It's horrible. It is horrible.
It's actually not a bad call. 77 wins. Can the Giants even get to that? They're 64-68. We're going to get more to the 49ers on the other side. We'll put a bow on the Giants talk. 888-957-9570. And this team isn't desperate right now. There's no sense of desperation for the 49ers. But I am curious about the number one reason outside of injuries, because everyone's freaking about the injuries with this team, with the 49ers. As we're doing the cut day, everyone's worried about the depth. If I take injuries away from the table, the number one reason why this team won't win a Super Bowl is what? That's coming up in the game, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
Happy Hump Day, people. Happy Hump Day.
This is San Jose Jazz fan. And I wake up with the Morning Joes, Spadoni and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. They're doing a great job.
Thanks, Jazz.
Oh, heck yeah.
Appreciate you. Is San Jose Jazz fan going to be at the 2025 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit? You better be, because it's next Thursday, September 4th, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Willard and Dibbs going to be live from 2 to 4 to start off their show. And then from 4 to 6, that's when the summit begins with all the hosts. Myself, Shasky, Steiny, Goo, Willard, Dibbs, come on out, hang with us, and get ready for the football season. Again, September 4th, next Thursday, that's when the NFL kicks off between the Eagles and the Cowboys. Again, King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair, Santa Clara, come out and get the season started with a bang. Experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans. And maybe, just maybe, the wedding is going to be broadcasted with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. If you're just joining us, if you've been under a rock the last 24 hours, it's the engagement of the century, people. And yes, we'll get into the 49ers. We'll get into the Giants. We'll get into all of it, I promise. But from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, the text of the year from the 510. Again,
really?
888-957-9570. Just make Kyle Shanahan the ring bearer after gifting the Chiefs the last Super Bowl in overtime. That's just, that's come
a,
what?
That's a 5.5.
Why possibly. You gotta do that? Why you gotta do that? Come on, kicking the team while they're down. That's
brutal. That is pretty good, though. The one I saw
that's
yesterday.
Pretty good.
I can't take credit for this one, but I did see on the internet yesterday, the internet remaining undefeated. It was, imagine if Taylor Swift, for her next album coming out, the Life of a Showgirl or whatever it's called.
You know what it's called.
If she did like the Willy Wonka thing and hid like 5 golden tickets in the albums, and then if you get one of the golden tickets, you get an invite to the wedding. That would be like the highest selling album of all time. It would be insane if she did that. I kind of want her to do that.
Would you rather attend that wedding or a Super Bowl?
You know what?
See,
that's, of all the weddings that would...
Are you guys serious?
Would hopefully yes. think... I mean, I've been to a Super Bowl, so I guess now I kind of...
Oh, excuse me.
A Super Bowl that I Taylor mean, Swift was at. Oh so my God. Why not go to a wedding that she's at too?
I can't ask you, I guess. But no, let me ask you that, Cardi. You seem offended by the even notion I'm asking.
I'm so offended, honestly.
Why? Well, there's going to be way more famous people at this...
Well, how much action are you getting at the wedding?
Why didn't you both get into wedding planning?
Well, I've had a wedding.
No, I mean for a career.
Well, maybe. Actually.
There's more money in it.
I mean, hey, I might not last here in radio. Maybe that's my backup.
Well, I'm just... All right, fair enough. I just asked the question, Carter. You seemed offended by it. Just the very notion.
It's not close
for me. For a guy that didn't even invite me to your wedding, I'm just saying. I mean,
it's not close for me. It's Super Bowl. It's not close.
Okay.
The Panthers could be playing the Giants in it.
Would you have rather attended the Super Bowl than your own wedding? How about that question?
100%. I'd rather attend a preseason Warriors game.
It's the dude who literally abandoned his honeymoon to go to a Warriors Rockets playoff
100%.
Game.
100%. Well, I didn't
abandon.
Dude,
rather work for the station than do his own marriage.
I'll say this in regards to that. That's called dedication and sticking it to the craft, not Robert Kraft or Kraft Singles cheese slices. No, the craft of 95.7 The Game and being a team player. That's what Carter is, by the way. And speaking of being a team player, I believe this 49ers team is getting slept on. I do. We were touching on the quarterback yesterday. We had Baldy join us. We'll get into some of those cuts. A lot of talk around this team and saying the window has closed around the 49ers. And there's been a lot of, you know, trepidation talking about this team this season. Not a sense of desperation, but trepidation. So like, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns about this team. But I'll say this. Like, after what you saw last year compared to this year, you should feel better about this team than last year's team, even coming off a Super Bowl loss. Like, theoretically, you should, right? Right?
Well, I mean, you said something in the last segment, how there's no desperation with this team, where last year there was definitely probably this ill-conceived belief, and then I think Kyle Shanahan's kind of been open about talking about this ill-conceived belief that coming off the Super Bowl loss, this team could still try it one more time. And we all, a lot of us had that feeling here at the station. There was the infamous Super Bowl or try again angle that a lot of us here. I was in that boat. Mark Willard, I remember he was in that boat. I think he coined that term. And, you know, the Bonte, he was saying that it was Super Bowl or bust. I think there was some disagreement there because when you looked at that team in 23, you felt like there was a sizable window here based on the talent that you had. And then you lose in Las Vegas and suddenly the roster just seemed not as good anymore. But it was almost like the Niners tried to ignore that reality last year. And there was this desperation, so to speak, there's that word again, to try just one more time to milk everything that last core had. And it didn't work out. Whereas this year, you know, you don't have that. We were just there. We need to try and get back there. It's almost like the Niners are accepting of where they're at right now in terms of their roster building and their roster construction. Again, yeah, we talked about this a lot yesterday, but the Albert Breer article that he wrote in Sports Illustrated, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about the Brock portion of it and the Kyle portion of it, though. He starts it off by saying the 49ers might not be good enough right now, but the plan is to be when it really counts. So the Niners clearly seem at ease where they are in the roster building process for what we've called, you know, Kyle Shanahan 3.0, his next era tour, so to speak, that is coming along. So there's an acceptance, I think, of where the Niners are in the pecking order. And when you're accepting of your situation, then I think that eliminates a lot of your desperation.
The 49ers themselves, like the organization, I'm with you, Shanahan, Lynch, like they are in lockstep in how they feel about this team going forward right now. I think they're okay with the shape of this roster currently. Fan base is not. And that's why there's still a lot of question marks from the fans. And I want to hear from them today, again, at 888-957-9570. Taking away injuries, because that obviously, like, you know, heaven for, like, Brock Purdy goes down, season's over. Like, I'm sorry. And maybe there's, maybe people believe it's not with Mac Jones. That's fine. But, you know, generally when you lose your quarterback, the season's over. So I'm taking away injuries. You can't use that as an excuse. All right. I'm not allowing that. What's the number one reason, aside from injuries, why you don't think this team can win a Super Bowl this year? Just give me the one reason. I'm not giving you injuries. Outside of that, the number one reason why this team can't win a Super Bowl this year. 888-957-9570. Because I look at Vegas, and again, we were doing that yesterday, just looking at the odds and taking a step back locally to go nationally. They got the 6th best odds to win the Super Bowl right now, according to
in Jackson. The NFC?
In the entire football. The to national win the Super Bowl.
Of all 32 teams, there are 25 teams with worse odds.
Yes. There's two teams at the top tied for the best odds to win the Super Bowl. Can you guess those, by the way?
Eagles and Chiefs.
This is DraftKings, by the way. And no.
Eagles and Bills.
Bills? Yes. Plus 600.
Ding. Really, the Eagles and the Chiefs are not in the or one of the top two.
They're not one of the top two.
Wow.
Well, technically, the top two are tied for the best odds.
Ravens.
There you go.
I was going to get there next, but I was kind of surprised.
Ravens,
that...
Bills, plus 600. Then you got the Eagles and Chiefs. So the Eagles are plus 700. Kansas City, plus 850.
Honestly, the Ravens getting over the Eagles kind of surprised me.
And then there's three other NFC teams ahead of the Niners. These ones are interesting. I'm going to reveal those other teams on the other side that have better odds than the Niners to go and win the Super Bowl.
But the Niners Lions are one of them.
Niners being a top 10 right in Vegas to win the Super Bowl, I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear that, at least locally. Nationally, they're not sleeping on the Niners. Locally, we are. Why is that? What is your number one reason, outside of injuries, why this team can't win a Super Bowl this year? 888-957-9570. We're going to discuss on the other side, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Hey!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.